March the 6th marks the start of Lymphedema Awareness Week, and joining us at the 101.5 podcast studio is Nerida Smith, OAM, from the Caboolture Support Group for those managing lymphedema. Nerida, welcome to the studio. Now, according to Lymphedema Association, there are 70,000 or as many as 300,000 people in Australia living with lymphedema. Now, that's an amazing number, and that's about one in 370. And the reason that these figures are a little bit rubbery is because many people are undiagnosed. It is a chronic condition. Can you share some of the information that might help people that are suffering with this?
Well, first of all, thanks for inviting me to come in today. People are often undiagnosed, and because they doctors aren't trained in recognising lymphedema, often people go undiagnosed for a long time. So our aim with the association is to raise awareness of the condition. Lymphedema, of course, is a chronic condition, and it's only treated by allied health people, so there's no Medicare or anything like that, like other conditions are supported with. So it can be very debilitating, and people often suffer sort of on their own because they don't know anything about it.
Different, yeah.
Yes.
And so, this is where it's important, Nerida, that we have an awareness week, isn't it? And you'll be able to tell us where people can go and get that support, because
yes.
It's an incredible thing.
Yes, well, the Lymphedema Awareness Week has been going for quite a number of years, but in about 1970, they raised awareness. It was apparent that there were a lot more people with lymphedema, because it's not only just caused by surgery, it's caused by accidents. And then filariasis, which is borne by mosquitoes in places like India and that sort of thing, there's many, many people just have grossly swollen limbs without knowing what treatment is available. Mm-hmm. So World Lymphedema Day has only been around for a few things, and it's now recognised by the World Health Organisation. So that was put forward by the Lymphatic Education and Research in America, and Kathy Bates, the actress, actually has lymphedema, and she's sort of the spokesperson for that.
Yeah.
But it's just been unknown. So I ran the Queensland Association for 25 years, and we raised awareness and advocated for people with lymphedema. But it can be debilitating. It can be, people can cause have lack of mobility, lack of it affects the look of people, and can lead to immobility and hospitalisation. So it's important that people know there is help. And I believe you've had a podcast with one of our local physios talking about lymphedema. So I won't go into that too much now. But a lot of people feel isolated because they don't know anyone else with the condition.
Exactly.
So that's where we come in.
Let's talk a little bit about the lived experience. What's your experience? What lymphedema do you have, and what's your lived experience of it?
Well, I have leg lymphedema. I've had since I was 13 years old. It's caused through an accident. So for a long time I lived with not knowing what the swelling was until I found treatment. So that's when it sort of prompted me to tell other people about what was available for them. So it's time consuming. the management of it. It's a daily management that everyone must do. There's no drugs or anything like that for it, and people need to do manual lymphatic drainage every day, wear compression. It involves exercise and skin care, and so it's quite, and also it's very costly for the compression garments that yes. people have to wear.
Yeah.
So there is help through Queensland Health. Some people on low income can get compression garments every 6 months.
Okay.
Yeah, so that helps, but there's a lot of people have to fund their own.
Yeah, some people have to have custom yes. made ones, oh, don't
a
they?
A lot of people would have to have custom made.
Yes, I've had to wear custom yes. made, and you know sometimes they can cost up to $600 a garment,
wow.
depending on the part of the body or whatever right. where it's needed.
Yeah, then yeah. you've got all your physio visits on
yes,
top of that,
and so physio visits. So you can get 5 visits as a chronic disease. Management program through your doctor, but that's not adequate for the amount of help that people need during in their course of their life, because you just need to have someone else to stand beside you in your journey. So we have a support group meets at Stella Rossa at Moray Field on the first Friday of the month,
oh, good.
And that's at the Moray Field Village.
Yeah.
And we have there's a group of ladies, about 10 ladies, come along and share some time together over coffee. But they don't feel isolated anymore. They feel, they form friendships and they share their experience.
Now, Nerida, you say that the group of women get there. Do males suffer from this as well?
Yes, they
there
do. Yes, gynecological cancers can be a problem as well.
Wow.
So about 20% of all cancer people may develop lymphedema.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
So males seem to be a little bit more reluctant to join groups.
Mm, yes.
Yes. Yes. So,
but they'd always be welcome, though, wouldn't they?
Oh, they are welcome, yes.
Yes.
Yes, yes. I think the only person only male we've had in the group was the day that our local member came along.
So any of you men out there who are suffering from lymphedema, go yes. along to the first
Stella
Friday.
Stella Rossa, the cafe there at the Moray Field Shopping Centre area.
Yes.
First Friday of each month. What time?
10 a.m.
10 a.m.
Yes.
And Nerida, while we're on that, with this week starting on the 6th of March, shine a light on lymphedema, have we got any medical people coming to that? Have we got any government officials coming to that? Have we got somebody that's going to be there that you can put your story to them so that perhaps you might be able to get that little bit more help that's so readily available out there but not necessarily available to people suffering from lymphedema?
Yeah, well, several years ago I went to Canberra and there was a Friends of Lymphedema formed. So Terry Young was down there too and came along to listen. So they had politicians listening. But the Shine a Light is really just being run by the Lymphedema Association of Australia.
Right.
And so that's in all capital cities now. Moreton Bay will have some light ups, and also the council chambers here will be lit up in blue.
Okay.
So blue's the colour of lymphedema?
Blue is the colour, okay. Yes, yes.
Yeah.
So, and quite often people, that's something that, you know, I started years ago and now it's gone national, but people don't realise the significance of the coloured lights.
No, unless we're told, we don't
yes,
know.
Yes, that's right.
And in Brisbane as well, I guess, along the river.
Oh, Brisbane, along the river. It makes a nice trip up the river in the ferry from down the bottom to go up the top and you see all the places lit up in blue. City Hall.
Yeah.
Yeah. So they even encourage people to take a selfie outside. Oh, you know, with a backdrop of the thing blue. And send it in.
Yeah.
Yes.
And Nerida, I'm just thinking, with five physio treatments, that's a bit ridiculous, isn't it?
It is.
And when you need to do this on a daily basis.
Mm.
Well, it's for the rest of your life too, but that's all care plans are. They are. That's five.
Yes.
It seems to me that we need to get onto our pollies a little bit and do a little bit more for lymphedema.
Well, there was lobbying by the Breast Cancer Network, and but they didn't get any further with getting more treatments until it's looked after by medical practitioners through Medicare. They can't get the numbers of people that are needing the help.
Wow.
You know, there's no. That's why it's uncertain how many people in Australia have it.
Mm.
So the government has put more money into garments in Queensland from the federal government, but still there's a big need for services in the local hospital. Everyone's got to travel to Brisbane or Sunshine Coast for full lymphedema services.
Right.
So we need to get on to the politicians.
I think so. Well, what a great opportunity there. March the 6th, eh?
Hey? So yes. Well, I'm going to take some info to the various politicians around.
Yeah.
Yes. So it's just... You know, people can live with lymphedema.
Mm.
It is limiting in sometimes in your activities, but as long as it's well managed, it needn't be a threat. The only thing is we are prone to cellulitis, which is an infection. Because the lymphatic system is the collecting vessel for the fluid that goes out into the tissues to nourish the tissues. It's collected back by the lymphatics and goes back into the system. Well, and filtered through the lymph nodes. You know, when you get a infection, you sometimes get a swollen lymph node or under the neck. So it's very important that people are aware that if they have lymphedema, the system is part of the antibiotics, because it can lead to septicemia. The impairment to the lymphatic system is a problem, because the collecting of the lymph fluid is not efficient anymore, and fluid stays in the tissues, and that causes the swelling. And then the collecting vessels can't take the rubbish and that sort of thing out of the tissues, where they've been nourishing the tissues, back into the system to be filtered through the lymph nodes, and that's where the problem occurs. And cellulitis takes hold because of the impairment in the lymphatic system. And that's why this care has to be taken with the skin, making sure that don't get insect bites and all that sort of thing, or cuts, and should be attended to straight away.
Okay.
So, and I always say, be alert but not alarmed.
And that sounds like a good place to wrap it up on, I think. It's stay alert but not alarmed.
Thank you so much for having me.
It's been a pleasure. And you've certainly shone a light on the condition, Nerida, so we do thank you very much for that. And for those people that are suffering from this and were unaware, help and tips for those who know where they are, and you can get some help, and you can get information and support. Nerida Smith, OAM, thank you so much for joining us.
And listeners, keep your eye out for the podcast from Kay Kerr from the Caboolture Physical Therapy Centre, and regarding some exercises and massage tips that will help you manage your lymphedema. And if you'd like to contact the association, you can do that, Lymphedema Association of Australia, and the phone number 1300 852 850. And of course, go to the 1015.com.au website and click on podcast for more information.